Did you ever hear any of the Edsel guys talk about bi-level mixing?
No, is this something you boys did? Bi-level
Hey, baby.
mixing?
Back in the old days, back in the early, and I mean early 90s, when WGNS Studios used to be in their house. You remember working? Did you ever
Oh,
record over
yes, I
there
did.
out in Arlington? Well, they had their studio wired to the living room. So when we were mixing Everlasting Belt Company, we used to have one guy, usually Nick, sit in the control or sit in the
Living
living
room.
room, and we gave him a mic that came down into like a little Fender reverb amp. So he'd be like, "Turn up the kick drum." You know what it was like, kind
No,
of like.
really? That's
But
so funny.
we could communicate, and it was great because he was in a totally different space, both physically and also it was just like a home stereo, and you got the benefit of just what that can give you on a much more sort of economical way of doing it. It's not like you're in a, and it. Then when I started working in real studios, like as an engineer as opposed to being in a band, you know, I think it was Bryce Goggin that brought in a boombox, and I hadn't seen anyone do that really. He brought in his boombox, and it was like, and then when Stratosphere opened, Adam brought in his boombox, which promptly got destroyed. But it was like such an obvious thing, and then somebody else actually at Stratosphere, somebody who was working at Stratosphere, made them buy a. Like a little home stereo just as a test. And I started using it. Once it was there, I was like, this is great. Like, but now that I'm working at home a lot, you know, I have my little studio that's small and kind of New York apartment-like. But I have it wired to my stereo in my living room. And I'll go downstairs and listen to my mixes on the living room. And it's a completely different sounding thing. And it helps me so much. And the coolest thing is, you know, Macs at least, I'm sure that there's a PC way of doing this, have screen sharing. So if you turn screen sharing on, you can take your laptop, which is what I do. I take my laptop downstairs, sit in front of the stereo on my
Oh,
couch,
really?
put screen sharing on, and then I can actually run Pro Tools from my laptop remotely. And it's incredible because I can make mix tweaks that, you know, really, instead of having to run up and down the stairs or whatever, you know, I can make mix tweaks
Maybe
while I'm.
you should be running up and down
Hey, man.
the
There's just more
No,
me.
that's
There's
cool.
more of
No,
me to
that's
love,
cool.
man.
That's
Come on.
cool. Yeah, well, my stereo is right over there on the other side of the room, so.
But it's more like it, even if it's in the same space, you know, you can.
Yeah.
You, it's more like it's in a different location and
That's
it's a
true.
different part of your
No, it's.
massive apartment here. I mean,
Yeah,
you know.
no, that's true. That's one thing about studios, that's almost a problem is because you're in the same control room, you're in the same sound space all the time. So there isn't, even though you can switch, you know, speakers and amps and stuff like that, you never get out of that space until you finish your mix and take it somewhere else and then listen to somewhere. So it is cool. I agree. It's cool to have something take it up.
I just think both the combination like of real world things. I mean, at Stratosphere, they bought another boombox, and we used to just burn CDs and then run up into the, you know,
Oh,
kitchen to listen to
upstairs.
stuff. But I always found that to be like such a waste of CDs. Like I just the green part of me is like, oh, come on, man. Like
All
you're
that
burning one song
plastic.
and then you're gonna throw it in the trash. Like, come on. There's
You
gotta
need
be
a
like a
boombox that has a
USB
USB.
thing. I know, but
Exactly.
they didn't exist 5 years ago.